We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Good morning, USA!
Charlamagne is out. Jess Hilarious is here. Good morning, Jess.
Well, hey, y'all. What's up?
And guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Damn, you brought my hump day early? All right, what it is, Wednesday hump day, middle of the week. Good morning. How y'all feeling out there?
I feel good. You look a little tired. What happened?
I am a little tired.
What did you do?
You know what? You know, the kids are off for school.
Oh, wow.
So when I get home now, it's no longer, they got to go to bed at 8 o'clock, 8:30. They like up.
Up, and you can't, so do you still give your kids like a time that they need to be asleep, although it's no school?
No.
Because some parents still do that.
Nah, it's summertime. Let them live. Let them live. So
I got my son here today, and he like to go to sleep 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he do. And then he'd be right back up at like 7 or 8. So I'm like, all right, you going to go to Breakfast Club with me tomorrow? He was like, all right, I'm going to be on TV because my hair ain't right.
My hair ain't right.
So we here.
But I will say this. This morning, I really seen what having siblings is. Because I'm an only child, right?
Okay.
And I love being an only child as a kid. Because I hear all these stories. I got to share this with my brother. I got to share this with my sister. Yep. My sister got this. So because she got this, I didn't get that. I didn't have that problem. Mm. I got everything.
Right.
Christmas time. Balling, like we had everything. So this morning I dropped one of my younger daughters over to my older daughter's house. She lives in the city.
Yeah.
And they had like a whole day planned out. They're going to the ice cream museum. They're going to see a play. Mm. They're going shopping. And I'm like, I never had that. Like,
yeah. Now you're like, jealous.
Yeah, I kind of wanted that. Like, where's my big brother at? What I had beef. Who's going to pull up in my school? Like, I ain't had
it. Right, you wanted to be selfish as a kid. Now it hurts you. It's haunting you now.
There's nobody to call now. Like, see? I can't remember that time with mom. I don't have that no more. I feel kind of away. I want a brother or sister.
I went to Frames Lounge in Manhattan yesterday in Times Square. Yep. Yo, it was dope.
Really?
The whole, because my son wanted to go to Sky Zone, but it smelled like socks in there. And
it
I was
does.
Like, I don't know. And then it was in Brooklyn. I was like, yeah. Nah, we ain't got security. So, no.
Smart move.
To Frames Lounge, and yo, we bowled, and it was like a vibe. It was playing like nice, like 90s disco, no, 80s disco music. It was something. It was nice. It was vibey. My son, he went. I won. He won. He came in second place, and my sister came in last place. But I had a nice time. I came back, went back to sleep.
So you don't believe in letting your son win, you know, to boost the confidence, like, I'm a get a strike or, you know,
no.
Cut a ball, so no?
No, no, no. And I'm also not that type of mom, because he played football. I'm not that type of mom to be like, we're all winners. No, if you lost, nigga, you just lost.
Damn it, man.
Get better so you can win.
Damn it, man.
Yes.
All right. All right, well, let's get the show cracking. All right, we got front page news coming up. Hunter Biden, he pleaded guilty. We'll tell you about that. And hopefully this morning, Tez will give us an update on this submarine capsule machine that's still lost. Because I'm into it now. I'm like,
yeah, I know, right?
Like 40 hours left. They heard a knock.
The submersible?
The submersible.
Oh, my God, yes.
I'm into it now. So we'll get into all that when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good
morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got our co-host, Jess Hilarious.
Me y'all. Too.
And Charlamagne is out. And let's get in some front page news. All right, now, where you want to start? You want to start with Hunter Biden or the submarine? Which way?
Man, so we got so much to cover this morning. So much good stuff. Let's talk about Hunter Biden quickly. And good morning, DJ Envy and Jess Hilarious.
Good morning, baby.
So Hunter Biden agrees to plead guilty in tax case and avoid a prosecution on the gun charge. So I'll just run through that quickly. Hunter Biden, obviously, we know that's the son of President Joe Biden, has agreed to plead guilty to two misdemeanor offenses related to his filing of the federal income taxes. Now, federal authorities also charged him with a felony firearm offense, for which he agreed to enter a pretrial diversion agreement that allows him to avoid prosecution. Now, according to Donald Trump appointed U.S. Attorney David Weiss, Biden did not pay federal income taxes for 2017-2018, despite owing more than $100,000 in taxes each year. Now, he has alleged that Hunter Biden did say that he has paid that back, but that is what the charge was about. Now, additionally, in 2018, Biden possessed a firearm despite knowing he was an unlawful user and was addicted to a controlled substance. Mm-hmm. Now, if convicted, Hunter Biden faces a maximum penalty of 12 months in prison on each of the tax charges and a maximum of 10 years in prison on the firearm charge.
Now, let me ask you a question. When it comes to the tax problem, right, and it happens, we see this all the time with people, don't they usually just make you pay your taxes, or do they always make you go to jail? Because I thought sometimes they make you pay your taxes, they give you time to pay your taxes, and the gun charge was in what state? That was Delaware?
Yes.
Go ahead. I was going to say, so the gun laws in Delaware are not like the gun laws in New York, not like the gun laws in Jersey, not like the gun laws in L.A. It's a lot of lenient, right?
Yeah, so I'll explain that quickly. So, again, he alleged he did pay the taxes back. Typically, when you have it's a case-by-case scenario when you talk about failure to pay taxes, but typically, you do not do jail time and failure to pay taxes. It's usually a misdemeanor. It could be fines up to $25,000 and prison time. But, again, he said he did pay it back, so it looks like, you know, that case just kind of, you know, took care of itself. Mm-hmm. But to answer your question on the gun charge, it's being treated as a diversion case. And so when you enter a diversion program, that means that you're technically not pleading guilty to the gun charge, but what it does is it allows you to enter a program because he had the substance abuse problem. So nonviolent offenders can enter into these, you know, these types of programs, and it's usually stuff like curfew, random drug testing, right, participation in substance abuse treatment. So that's why he's kind of able to escape that one.
Gotcha. Now, has the president said anything about this at all, or?
They put out just a standard, statement saying that, you know, they love their son, they support him with rebuilding his life, and, you know, they really don't have any further comment. And sources close to him have said that, you know, they're just kind of relieved that, you know, they can kind of move on with the next stage.
All right. Now, let's talk about this submarine. I've been seeing this submarine all over the news, and it's one of those things that you're watching. I think they got 40 hours left of oxygen, and they don't know where the submarine is. Any updates?
Yeah. It's even less than that, and I am just I watch all things Titanic, so this literally just has my anxiety just so high.
Right.
So there was an update last night. You know, for those who don't know, a submersible is pretty much like a toy submarine. You know, I don't know any other way to explain it. We're talking about something that is 22 feet long. We're not talking about some large, you know, military craft, because I was looking at the comments yesterday and said, how does a submarine get lost? And one user was very witty and said, you can lose your keys in the house. So think about, you know, losing a submarine or a submersible in an ocean. So we're talking about something 22 feet long. It's less than 40 hours left of oxygen now. But the good news is they did hear some banging last night. They put a sonar down, which is a piece of equipment that can listen for sound. And so they've heard this sound every 30 minutes. And so because it's been a pattern of every 30 minutes, they know that that is more than likely a man-made sound and not just something they're picking up from the ocean. So now they're trying to redirect the machinery, if you will, to that area to see if they can see something. Now they have planes, you know, and helicopters on the top to see if it surfaces to the top. And then now they have to bring this equipment down to be able to see, you know, can they see something now from, and this is all off the top of my head. What I remember from watching this, right now, I believe what they have down there now can go 3,000 feet. And so they're looking for something that can go 6,000. So this is not, like I was explaining to somebody, it's not like you can just, you know, pull a car at the driveway and pull up at the club and you just have this, you know, these vessels available to go down into the ocean. Right now, I believe Japan is sending some equipment, and that's going to take a couple of days, you know, to get down there as well. Wow. Now, there's a couple of likely things that could have happened. We don't know this to be true, but experts say that it could have imploded once the pressure, you know, they got too far down. They said that the power could have went out. But if the power went out, it was supposed to release some type of waste that would have floated it back up to the top. So they still don't know what happened, but I do want to make this quick point. You know, one of the former employees actually was sued a few years ago, because remember, this is still new. This company just put this thing together in 2021. And so the employee said that this is not safe, you know, for men to go down, you know, that far to the Titanic. So they sued him for a violation of privacy. He was basically a whistleblower, and then he countersued the company back. And so I thought that was really eerie, because when you think about the real story of Titanic and how that, you know, people were warned with Titanic that they didn't have enough lifeboats, and they tried to do all they can, you know, to do that, but because of greed and wanting to get so many people on the Titanic, they pursued with that anyway. Same thing with this greed, $250,000, you know, wanting to make that money knowing that somebody had already said it's not safe.
Wow. All right. Well, that's front page news. I wonder, as far as food, is there food on that vessel? Is there water on that vessel? I mean, I'm sure they're peeing and pooping on themselves.
Yeah.
Like,
like somebody banging or just banging, because we were just talking about that yesterday. That is like amazing just to even hear that, because we know that somebody is still living there, you know, somebody.
Yeah, somebody.
We're hoping. And just to answer your question, they said more than likely it's water, more than likely not food, because this was a very, very tiny space that we're talking about. And yes, using the restroom, relieving the cells, more than likely, you know, urinating in bottles or, you know, whatever they can do. So this is just really unfortunate. And it literally just has my anxiety to think about just, you know, being in the darkness like that. They're cold, you know, if the power's out, it's cold, how cold it is in the ocean. So this is tragic. So we'll keep watching that.
All right. Well, that is front page news. Tez, we'll see you in a little bit. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest.
Keep calling.
800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's good? What's good? It's Derek from Houston.
What's up, Derek from Houston? Get it off your chest.
Hey, what's up, man? I just want to call a message about that car show this weekend, man.
Okay.
Hey, man, I enjoyed myself. Hey, my kids was like, hey, why that man ain't got that energy he got on the radio?
Oh, what energy?
Mm-hmm. You ain't come with that energy that you normally got in the morning, man.
I told
my kids, hey, man, that man worked hard.
I took 2,000 pictures in that venue. I know.
I saw you. We got a picture with you.
No, see, there you go. See, I stayed in that spot for 6 hours taking pictures with everybody.
We appreciate you, man. We appreciate you.
Thank you, brother.
What's up, how you doing, man?
I'm good, baby. What's up with you?
Nothing much. I'm out here in the road, truck driver.
Okay.
Oh, I like that. My man, a truck driver. Yeah. Y'all real cool. I like that.
Hey, that's what's up, man. I'm going to toot that horn for him one time.
One time for the one time.
There you go.
All right. There, y'all have a good one.
You too. Thank now, brother. You. Hello, who's this?
This is Crystal. How's it going?
Hey, Crystal, get it off your chest.
Well, I think it is baloney about the Hunter Biden charges.
Okay.
I don't know why they always think, like, they should get doubled different standards and punishments. You know, Kodak Black was sentenced to 3 years for his tax business, but he's, you know, white, so remember, it's just bullshit. Sorry. You know, I just think it is crazy.
Yeah, you know, I don't know what Kodak Black's charges were, but I do know when a lot of people do get tax charges, and I know a lot of people that had tax problems. I don't know any of them that went to jail for their tax problems. I mean, they definitely had liens on their properties, and they definitely had to pay it back. I don't know too many people that had to go to jail for tax problems unless, you know, you just are not going to pay forever. And as far as the gun charges, you know, everywhere is different. If you're in New York and you got a gun charge, 90% of the time you're going to jail. Mm. In L.A.,
exactly.
You go to jail in L.A. and then you're out in 30 days. In Jersey, you're going to jail. So in Delaware, those laws might be a little different, so I don't necessarily know. Yeah. But, I don't know.
Kodak had a problem with taxes?
I'm not sure.
Yes, I was getting ready for work this morning, and Fox News was like, you know, Kodak Black, he did 3 years for that. And I was like, oh, my God.
I know Fat Joe went to jail for it. I know Fat Joe went to tax, and he actually had an accountant that did things wrong for him, and he still had to go to jail for that. So, yeah, it seems like it is a little bit of white privilege, and his father's the president. Let's be honest.
But I just want to say, you know, Kodak Black, there's no way he did 30 years for taxes. I think she's talking about another
years.
Black.
No, she said 3 years.
Okay. Three years. Cool. I thought that was okay.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, phone lines are wide open. Call us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's a new day.
This is your time to get it off your chest.
Wake up.
Whether you're mad or blessed.
It's time to get up and get something.
Call up now. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
How you doing? It's Big Baby 300.
Big Baby 300. What up? Get it off your chest.
Dude, I just want to say, man, I enjoyed my time seeing you at the car show this past weekend.
Oh, you went to the car show. Salute, brother.
Yes, sir. I was the one that was shooting planes.
You were shooting planes? What you mean?
Two planes from the car.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah, now we appreciate you. We had over 10,000 people in that building, man. It was just a great experience to see so many black families and minority families together and just enjoying each other, enjoying the cars, enjoying the kiddie place. It was just a dope experience.
It wasn't outdoors? It was
indoors. Hell yeah, indoors.
Oh, wow.
It was 110 degrees in Houston.
Oh, yeah. He was taking pictures for 5 hours. I was like, bro, dang. He got there that morning.
Yeah, I was taking pictures for a long time, but, you know, people came and supported me, so if they want to pick, I'm going to stay there till the last picture's taken.
Of course. Yes, I saw that, and I was like, man, you doing this thing. And I said, like, dude, you know, I had to shoot planes, and everybody's like, bro, nigga, let you do it at that building. I'm like, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, brother. Hello, who's this?
This is Camilla. Good morning.
Good morning, Camilla.
Hi, Camilla.
Get it off your chest.
Hey, I just wanted to say it's going good this morning. I'm blessed. And I just wanted to let anybody know who's going through something, if it's going to be all right. I was able to get up and meditate this morning and get my day started. So sometimes you just got to change your routine and stick with things that work for you.
I like that. Without getting comfortable, right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
I'm like a single mom, so I have to get up at about 5. I meditate, exercise, read the Bible, do things that try to set my day off.
Absolutely.
And a good start. So I think that's necessary. So I hope whoever's going through something this morning, y'all give it to whoever you believe in and know it's going to get better.
Well, Camilla, thank you for that positive energy this morning.
Of course. Have a blessed day, y'all.
You too, man.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Peace and blessings. It's your favorite boy, Sean Stone.
Sean Stone, what up? Get off your chest, brother.
Hey, good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, Sean.
How you doing? Sanitation driver here.
Hi, babe. I know your voice now.
Oh, she knows my voice now. Okay, that's good. Hey, I want to talk about my Father's Day, man. I want to shout out my son and his soccer team, the NESA 2014 NESA team. Actually, they won their championship game past Sunday, 4-2. I want to shout out Chase. Did a great job. He actually gave me his medal, Envy.
Oh, well, congratulations,
that's
brother.
Nice. Congratulations.
Yeah, man. Yeah, and also. I created a podcast, Jeff, called A Dollar and a Dream.
A Diary in the Tree.
And, like, who?
What you say is The Diary in the Tree?
No, A Dollar in the Tree.
No. Oh. Yo, Jeff, you funny. You know, it's called A Dollar in the Dream.
Oh.
And, yeah, if people want to check me out, I have my first interview with Mr. Vegas, the dancehall artist.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Yeah, and it's up on YouTube. Yeah, I appreciate it. It's up on YouTube under Sean Stone TV. Okay. SEANSTONETV. I'm just trying to come out of poverty, Jess. That's all.
And you will come out because you're doing pretty good, bro. I love it. Yeah,
you're a sanitation worker. You got a good job. You got good benefits.
Yeah.
And you hustle on the side, too, brother.
Exactly, Envy. I'm just trying to be like you, Envy. You know what I mean? I've been watching and been listening to Breakfast Club for like 13 years. So, and now you guys are on BET and y'all doing different endeavors. Trust me. You know, your audience are watching and we taking notes, man.
We appreciate you, brother. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up. Now, we got rumors on the way. Jess.
Yes, we do. But before we get there, people be calling up saying that they've been listening for 13 years. Y'all niggas is old. Y'all old.
We old.
I like that. Cause y'all,
you like that?
Y'all look good, but I love the longevity of this. Every day I'm up here, it's like a person calls in and be like, I'm listening to y'all for the last 13 or 15. And one guy was like 20 years. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, we up there.
Y'all up there, but y'all look great. That's
you.
A compliment. I knew you thought it was about to be an insult. Yeah, like, it was a compliment.
Y'all some old niggas, but y'all look high. Y'all look high. Old niggas high. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. Rumors on the way. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Jess Hilarious is here.
What's good?
Charlamagne is out for a couple of days. Let's get to the rumors. Yes.
It's just for the mess of my youth and my
real. Child, the ghetto.
This is the rumor report.
My youth is real.
Allegedly on the Breakfast Club.
Ooh, honey, it's ghetto up in here.
Okay, so Nicki Minaj has been accused of stealing upcoming Barbie World record. Oh, I never even heard it. Let me see. Okay, so producer Jason Martin heard Nicki Minaj's tease of her new song, Barbie World, that's set to release this Friday. All right, so he's upset because he originally wanted Nicki Minaj to do the song with Sweetie, mm-hmm. right? And she said she agreed to do it for the new Barbie World movie. She ghosted him. He never heard nothing else from her. And so we heard the song, and it wasn't including Sweetie. It was Ice Spice on it. So he felt like, you stole my song. And not only did you steal it, you put your own person on it. You know what I'm saying?
Did he produce the record? He produced it?
Yeah.
And he's saying he produced it and gave her a copy of it, and then she did her own thing with it.
And he never heard anything else back from her. And he heard the song, and it was including Ice Spice. We got a little bit of it. Let me hear it. It's such a little vibe. I like it.
I mean, I think Nicki made a great decision. That sounds dope to me.
I think she made. All right, I'm not for the stealing if that's what happened, but I do like this. After hearing the clip she posted to Instagram, Jason took to his socials to air out his frustrations and tell the truth behind the record. And he said this. Oh, we don't have that? Well, he said something. He was upset. he's very upset about it. All right, so he said, I got what he said right here, but Envy don't usually like me to read, but I guess I'm going to just do it. She said she was going to do it. All of a sudden, a new version was created. Yes, it's a sample. You can do what you want. But nigga, it ain't happening like that. Anybody that's in this business knows that's not how it works. He was very upset about that.
Yeah, he should be. If he felt like his record was stolen, I would be too. But, you know, it is a bop, though.
It is definitely a bop.
It is a bop. But he's the producer. He'll still get paid. But I guess he wanted it to come out a certain way like any producer would. But, I mean, that's...
Yeah.
They got the problem. She'll take it to court.
Yeah, pretty much. Speaking of bops, Chloe Bailey performed a nice bop. What's Love Got to Do With It at the Juneteenth performance. She paid homage to the late, great Tina Turner. And this is how she sounded. All right. So, yeah, we can cut that off. I just think, honestly, I love Chloe. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, I don't think that she should do everything. I don't think that she should cover everything. Mm-hmm. Now, we know her and her sister, you know, that's kind of how they got hot. Like, that's what they're known for. You know, a lot of artists got famous covering things like Givian and such, you know, such. But I think her voice is strong. Yeah, you know, her voice is strong, but certain things are for certain people. I don't think Chloe found her own identity yet when it comes to singing, you know, because she... I don't know. It's like, I love her, and I know she got it up in her, but she got to find it. She got the light. But Tina Turner, the whole, like, it was like Toni Braxton / like, but you don't know.
I hate when artists try to recreate the greats, right? But you hear it all the time when they try to do a Tina Turner, or they try to do a Whitney Houston, or even a Mariah Carey. Yeah. Sometimes you just gotta let it go.
And it was a tribute, and anybody can pay a tribute to anybody. Maybe she loved Tina Turner, but don't try to sing it like Tina Turner. Sing it like yourself, because Chloe, you got pipes. You can sing. Sing it like yourself. And she also performed with Nelly, Kelly part. I wonder if Kelly was like too busy, but this is what she sounded like doing that.
I'm down with it, yo. Jesus. Turn it up.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, even, all right, so take for instance, Kelly, in my opinion, no, she's not one of the greats yet.
Correct.
You know, but
I don't think that she still even should have sung that. But, I don't know.
Yeah, right. All right. She had an off day. But can a singer have an off day? Can you have an off day?
Absolutely. I'm not saying Chloe had.
She had an off day. Was that the same day?
That was the same day.
See? She had an off. It could have been she just had an off day.
No, I think she would sound like that on any day singing those songs. I just think that she got to stop trying to sound like the person.
I don't know.
I don't know. Or sing songs that's great for you. This girl got a beautiful voice. I just want her to find her light. And just step in it and stay in that light. Don't move out, because then, you know, you get Tina Turnery and then you get Kelly. And we need Chloe. Okay. That's what we need. And she looked bomb, by the way. Body nice. Hair was looking good. She looked good. So she made up for that.
All right.
Jeezy only spent $2 a day on Subway meals. We got audio for that. What'd he say?
Every day for almost 2.5-3 years, I walked to Subway and got me a $2 meal. And that's the only money I spent. Every day, $2. I got a drink, a cookie, bag of chips, and a 6-inch sub. And that's what I ate every day for 2 years. And I saved all my money till I was able to grind up and get what I really was trying to do. And that's when I took my game to the next level.
I'm from New York, right?
Mm-hmm.
A 6-inch sub.
Uh-huh.
A soda.
Go ahead.
A bag of chips.
Please say it.
And a cookie.
Mm-hmm.
For $2?
$2.
That wasn't
he
the
He must
have
knew the nigga that worked there or something. I did do my research, because I know I'm just with the mess, and my news is real, honey. I did research. And a couple years ago, a time back, Subway did have a sandwich for $2, but it was only the sandwich. This man said he got chips, a cookie, some fries, 3 pieces of chicken, and a drink every day. Are you serious? Unless, it depending on the time in his life where he was, he probably did pay the $2 for the sandwich and just stole everything else.
Stole
for like 2 or 3 years. I don't know, but ain't no way.
Nah.
Ain't no way.
Nah.
That's the just with the mess for the day.
Cat! Yeah, that sounds crazy. Now, I will say, I know a lot of people have lived off of the $2.99 meal for McDonald's, right? After taxes came out to $3.24.
Yeah. There you go.
And you had two burgers, you had a fry, and then you had a medium soft drink.
I know you're telling the truth. Yeah, he know it down to the cents. $3.24.
I know when I used to get off the bus, the pizza was 99 cents, and the soda was 50 cents, or I get a quart of water, it used to be $1.25. That used to get me home. I know those.
Jesus.
I know those. But $2 for
a whole meal at Subway.
All right. When we come back, we got front page news. Teslin Figueroa's joining us. We got a breakdown. Jonathan Majors, what happened in his case. So don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Charlamagne the Guy. We are the Breakfast Club. Jess Hilarious is here. Charlamagne is out for a couple of days, and let's get into some front page news. Now we have Teslin Figueroa. Teslin, good morning.
Good morning, DJ Envy. Jess Hilarious.
Hi, honey.
Now, hello. Jonathan Majors was in court yesterday. What happened with Jonathan Majors?
Yeah, another story that I intend on following all the way through. Such an interesting story. 33-year-old actor Jonathan Majors' domestic violence case will go to trial August 3rd, so they have set his trial date. Now, he is charged with misdemeanors, including assault, and could be sentenced up to 1 year in jail if convicted. Now, his accuser alleged that he pulled her finger, twisted her arm behind her back, struck her and cut her ear, and pushed her into a vehicle, causing her to fall backwards during a march confrontation in New York City. Now, police said that the woman was treated at the hospital for minor head and neck injuries, but Major's attorney said that she is the one that provided video evidence. You remember they were talking about that video evidence, but we had never saw it. They said they were going to put that out, but she said that she did provide video evidence showing the female accuser attacked her client, and that Majors was running away from her. She said we're going to be able to see that on the video, and that the accuser is the one that should be arrested, not the other way around. Now, the attorney also said that they provided photographs illustrating the injuries that she inflicted on Majors and photos of his clothing that was torn during their confrontation. And check this part out. This was the part that, was very interesting, I found. They are also accusing the police and prosecutors of racial bias against Majors. They alleged that the white police officer got in Majors' face, taunted him when he tried to show the officer injuries that he said that the woman had caused. So, of course, they have not identified who this woman is, but Paige and Dr. Umar on this. So we know Megan Good walked in the courtroom with Major. So I wanted to ask, Jess, fix the mess. Do you think now that they brought race into it? Because initially, they didn't talk about that. There was an assumption, but now that they brought race into it, do you think that Megan Good is there for PR, or is the love real?
I honestly do feel like it's real. I don't feel like it's for PR. I do feel like that they feeling each other. I feel like they were been dating. And they just
so you don't think it's this new fling?
No, no. I think that they've been talking. I think they it has been something that they were able that they was able at first to keep under wraps, and then it just end up getting out there, and now they just don't care. I really. But how dare he pull her finger? That's for real. She said he pulled her finger.
That's what she said, allegedly.
I wouldn't have put that in the report. Like, you just don't. He pulled my finger and then was like, I'm not about to do that. But yes, I think him and Megan are great.
Do you think he was the one that when she called him? And this is totally an allegation. I'm just wondering. Do you think that he was cheating with her at the time? Or
I think that they've been had a thing going on. I think he's been trying to get away from this ex for a while. She ain't having it. She got a little mad and upset, and she started taunting him, and then he probably bucked back, and then now, oh my God, he put my finger. That's what I think.
Yeah. What do you say? Is this a case for Dr. Umar? Or because I think Dr. Umar put out a statement saying, welcome back, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's very scary because, you know, when somebody makes a report, it's almost like, you know, in this situation, especially the fact that she's a white woman, I see that they're going to believe it first. And now he has to prove that he didn't, if he really didn't.
Right.
So, yeah, I do feel that way. But, I mean, they say they have video. They say they have a whole bunch of camera work. So hopefully that all the facts come out. And we get to see exactly what happened in this case.
Yeah.
And just as FYI, like you said, it is definitely guilty before being proven innocent. And just to remind folks, he did, you know, the U.S. Army pulled TV commercials that starred him. They said they were deeply concerned, you know, about the allegations. Disney last month postponed his movie, Avengers, that was supposed to be, from 2025 to 2026. And he was also slated to appear in the Avengers Secret War in 2027. It didn't say if they pulled him from that or not, but that was also on the thing. I think this man is extremely talented. Yeah, you know, I know they say Michael B. Jordan is supposed to be the allegedly, you know, the next Denzel Washington, but I think it's him. I think Harder They Fall was just, that's just a movie.
Oh my God, that's my favorite one that he's in thus far. Like, the Harder They Fall was so good.
Mm-hmm. Let's jump to the next story. Let's talk about these rising rents.
Oh, wow. Yes, I thought about you, Envy, when I was looking at this. So according to the Eviction Lab, which tracks filings in nearly three dozen cities and 10 states, eviction filings are up more than 50% than the pre-pandemic average in some cities. Now, the states that were hit the hardest, or the cities that were hit the hardest, was Houston. The rates rose to 56%. St. Paul and Minneapolis rose to 106%. Nashville, 35%. Phoenix, 33%. And Rhode Island was up 32%. Now, they said that the eviction filings are back to pre-pandemic levels. The National Low Income Housing Coalition estimated a 7.3 million shortfall of affordable housing units that are available, so people are being displaced. Now, we know that, you know, during the pandemic, the government stepped in and offered all these different programs. And so when those programs ran out and people still did not, you know, have adequate income, or, you know, weren't able to get back on their feet, now it's all just kind of hitting all together. And just at least a quick shout out before we talk about this with Mayor Karen Bass in L.A. She has, under her leadership, which is we know is still new, she has housed 14,000 Los Angeles residents who were homeless. And she's doing that through a budget that she's put out there for $1.3 billion to go to, you know, housing. And so she's using, you know, different types of city level programs. This is why I always talk about why city, local and state government is important, because she's using Safe Initiative, emergency vouchers, programs that come under her as being a mayor, you know, to get some of these people housed. So I definitely wanted to toss this up, you know, out to you guys. I have a rental property myself, and a company manages it, and they say, you know, we should go up, you know, $35, but the tenant is struggling now to pay it. And I said, it's no point in going up, you know, $35 just because everything else is going up $35. I just didn't feel that was right if she's already struggling. But how do these, you know, how does it balance out?
Well, you know, during the pandemic, a lot of people didn't pay rent. And a lot of people didn't pay rent, not necessarily because they didn't have it, it's because they didn't have to. And it took a long time to get a lot of people out. I mean, in some of my places, I have people that haven't paid rent in 2 years. And what people don't necessarily understand is, even though people didn't pay rent and a lot of people got over on the system, I still had to pay the mortgage.
Right.
I still had to pay the taxes. I still had to pay to, you know, to make sure that those properties were maintained. So you do take an L. So finally, after the pandemic's over and you can go to court and you can evict people so you can get them out, so you can get some paying tenants in there, you know, you're underwater. You're like, and a lot of people have lost a lot because of it, trying to be an investor, trying to be an entrepreneur. So with these rising rents, These rising rents are usually quote-unquote market value, right? Meaning that's what the market is saying. So people are not just rising rents because they want to. It's because this is what the market is saying that it is. So until, you know, these landlords get help, because a lot of these landlords are, you know, people, when people think of landlords, a lot of time they think of this billionaire that has all these properties. But no, you're a landlord. You know what I mean? I'm a landlord. Yep. You know, we do a lot of these things to try to bring in a little extra income. My kids have properties where they're landlords. And, you know, if you can't have a tenant in there that can actually pay rent, you lose that property. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you do. Another side of that, this one particular property that they wanted to go up on mine, it's not even necessarily a flip. It's a house that I've been trying to keep in my family, you know, for a very long time. And my grandmother, it was the only house that she could buy, you know, back in the 50s. She had survived a domestic violence marriage, and she bought that house for $7,500 at a time where black people couldn't get houses at all. Mm-hmm. And, you know, being a divorced woman, they wouldn't even, you know, want to lend her the house. And so she literally, as a self-employed cosmetologist doing hair, $3 for pressing curls, you know, she bought that house. So I've been trying to struggle just to keep it in the family. And it's an older home, so I spend a ton of money on it, you know, every year, just because there's always something that's breaking. And so I don't want to lose that. I actually want to turn it into a safe house for women for domestic violence. But I can't keep a tenant in it because, again, they, you know, can't afford it, or they keep getting put out. So I didn't want to raise it because I said, you know, if she's not paying it now, I'm going to end up losing the tenant. And each time you get a tenant, you have to spend a ton of money to get somebody back in. You got to repair. You have to wait. The house sits there. You could lose your insurance. So you're right. So there's a lot of, you know, a lot of sides of this to be discussed. And just as a point of clarity, just so people know, when you were talking about those programs, you know, they put a lot of those evictions on hold. $46.5 billion was spent in rental assistance. And so they've used a lot of that money. And so now they're trying to say, let's go back to Congress and get some more money. And that's just not going to happen, you know, right now with the Republican controlled Congress. So, you know, people are really just going to have to, you know, figure this out.
All right. Well, that is front page news. Thank you, Teslin, so much.
Absolutely.
All right. Now, where can people find you?
They can find me on Instagram at Teslin Figaro. Guys, make sure you jump in the comments. I call them the comment caucus. So we get it in, we debate, we discuss, and you can certainly follow my podcast on the Black Effect Podcast Network, Straight Shot No Chaser.
All right. Now, when we come back, let's open up the phone lines, 800-585-1051. Now, Issa Rae said one of her fears is getting pregnant. She says, I don't want to be slowed down. So that's what I want to ask. 800-585-1051. Ladies, do you feel like being pregnant slows down your career? Do you have a fear of being pregnant? And of course, you have you got pregnant young. And
I did. All right. Damn. Envy. All right. Yeah.
What? You called me old earlier.
I felt like he was trying to get back. He said, yeah. And of course, you got pregnant early, Jess. I remember that. Yeah, I got pregnant when I was 19 and I had my son when I was 20. Yes. Yeah.
Do you feel like it slowed your career down?
No, I didn't know what my career was at that time. Mm-hmm. It just depends on where you are in your life, because then you got Cardi, and then you got, and that didn't slow her down at all, in my opinion. We don't even know, but in her opinion, did she feel like it slowed her down? But I've watched women, celebrities, have babies and still be successful, and then I've watched women didn't have desire to, that they just wanted to be moms after they had babies. Right. They wanted to take a break. So, I mean, I think it's different. I don't think it has to slow you down.
All right, well, let's talk about it when we come back. 800-585-1051 is The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Daddy, call him up.
Tell him. It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Jess Hilarious is here. Charlamagne is out. Now, if you just joined us, we were talking about 800-585-1051. Issa Rae, in an interview yesterday with Tigger, Issa Rae was talking about one of her biggest fears is to get pregnant. She said, I have a fear of getting pregnant. I don't want to be slowed down. And I'm talking about in her career. So that is the question, 800-585-1051. We're asking, ladies, do you feel like if you become pregnant, it slows you down? Is that your biggest fear when it comes to your career and life? That is the question, 800-585-1051. Let's listen to Issa Rae first.
Yeah, that's always been a thing for me. Like, I just have a fear. Maybe this will change my mind playing this role, but I'm just like, I don't want to be slowed down for any reason. And my friends are like, girl, it's not going to slow you down. It's fine. But I don't believe them.
So now let's start with you, Jess. Jess, what are your thoughts?
I don't think that it slows you. I don't think it has to slow you down. I think, like, times are different now. I don't, and I can't even speak for everybody, because I know when I was pregnant, mm-hmm. I got pregnant at a young age, and I got pregnant when I was 19. I had my son when I was 20. It didn't slow me down, but I also didn't know what I wanted to do yet. You know, I was still like working like dead end jobs. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? McDonald's overnight, and I couldn't even keep a job at 19. You know what I mean? So when I realized I wanted to step into a career, and that was this. You know, he was like 2. Mm-hmm. And it just still didn't slow me down. I want to have actually more children now. I would if I was already, you know, married and everything. But I don't think it has to slow you down.
Well, let me ask you a question. If you were pregnant now, mm-hmm. do you feel like it would slow you down? Because, you know, right now Jess is doing everything, right? Yeah. You're doing concerts. You're doing, yeah. you know, you're on the road. Mm-hmm. You got TV. Mm-hmm. You're doing the Breakfast Club. You're yeah. doing so much. Do you feel like if you were pregnant now that would slow you down?
I often think about that, and I really do not think so. I have a huge support system, both mm-hmm. of my parents. Even with my son now, his dad is in his life. And then I have a huge family. Mm-hmm. My little sister, she acts as a nanny for me sometimes. Mm-hmm. No, it depends on like the support, and I have a huge support system and a great foundation, so I don't think it'll slow me down.
Now, Teslin Figaro, she's still with us. Now, yes. Tez, you have a young daughter as well, so do you feel like being pregnant, do you feel like it slowed you down? And if you're pregnant now, do you feel like it would slow down what you're doing now?
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you for letting me sit in on this, because I think it's important people hear two different yeah. you know, perspectives from women. And Jess hit it right on the nail. It really does come down to your support system. Now, for me, I got married and we didn't have our first child. I have one until we were married for 7 years. So mm-hmm. I didn't have a child young. And even right. still being married, when you are married, your husband and your children really do come before you. So that means that you're making an adjustment. His career moved. So I had to move, which means I had to stop school. I had to pick it back up online. I mean, it is an adjustment. And I want, you know, to be very clear with women that although, you know, you may think your family may be supportive, or you may think you have the support, you don't know if you'll have to move. I've had to move in 5 different cities. I've moved over 10 times. Both my parents are in the ground, you know, so I've lost mm-hmm. both my parents. And even then, they wouldn't have been in the city to help me anyway. So I'm an only child. I don't have brothers and sisters. There was not, you know, this large family that's just going to come by and, you know, and help. But right. I was still highly successful. I ran my own business in Orlando called the Ally Group. I had 300 employees. You know, I won Orlando Business Journal twice. So you can still be successful, yeah. but it is an adjustment. It took me longer to finish my degree. I got 2 degrees, but it mm-hmm. still took me longer. There was an adjustment. I had to slow down. And to be clear, he's my ex-husband now. He is very much involved, you know, in my child's life from an emotional, physically, a financial. So there's no deadbeat dad. You know, this is a co-parent situation similar to Jess, but even still, it slowed down some of the things I wanted to do. Still got it done, but it did take a little bit longer. Yeah.
I would say that, you know, part of me is being a little guilty to mm-hmm. feeling like my career took off and I didn't allow my wife's career to take off, mm-hmm. right? So my wife is, you know, a major in communications, and she had aspirations for doing so many different things. But, you know, we had Madison early. And yeah. being from New York, I couldn't afford to live in New York because it was too expensive. So I had to drive an hour out the way in Jersey, which mm-hmm. put us in a place in the suburbs where she knew nobody. There was no way for her to get to work, and there was no way for her to get to the city and then get back to pick up our child. And she wanted to raise the child, so it wasn't no nanny. So yeah. it wasn't a babysitter because we didn't have any family out there.
Right.
So because, mm-hmm. you know, we did that, she had to sacrifice her career to raise mm-hmm. our family, which has always mm-hmm. been something that I always, you know, felt funny from, because it's like, you know, yeah. she allowed me and helped me get my career, and I never did the same for her because she had the family. Mm-hmm. So for
damn
her, I think
envy.
It did. I think it did slow her her career down.
It does.
Mm-hmm. Damn you, Envy.
What?
You just let loose all with dingling all early, and you just pursuing your life, and you didn't even say, hey, babe, you want to go back to school? You just said, hey, nah, babe, we want to keep having these kids.
But let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. The question is, ladies, do you feel like being pregnant slows your career down, or did it slow your career down, yeah. or maybe it didn't? Let's talk about it when we come back. It's The Breakfast.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot. The spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Club, good morning.
It's topic time.
Pick up the phone, baby.
Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Let's talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Charlamagne is out. Jess Hilarious is here.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just joined us, we've been talking about women being pregnant. Does that slow your career down? Now, this came from Issa Rae. She was interviewing with Tigger. And this is what she said.
Yeah, that's always been a thing for me. Like, I just have a fear. Maybe this will change my mind playing this role, but I'm just like, I don't want to be slowed down for any reason. And my friends are like, girl, it's not going to slow you down. It's fine. But I don't believe them.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we're asking 800-585-1051. Does pregnancy slow you down? Has it slowed you down? Let's go to the phone lines. Desi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Hey, girl.
So I just wanted to tell you guys that I just had a baby a year ago. He's about to turn one July 31st. Mm-hmm. And I just graduated with my AA in Business Administration.
Congrats.
And I'm going back for my bachelor's degree in business as well. And I'm a full-time social media influencer. And I just want to say, like, having a baby does not slow you down whatsoever. It's just how motivated you are and how determined you are. That's what's going to push you. A baby does not stop nothing.
Okay. I totally agree with you.
Hello, who's this?
This is Dre. How you doing?
Hey, Dre. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Now, has the pregnancy slowed you down, Dre?
No, it has not.
Talk to me.
You know, I feel like that it would slow my girlfriend down, but not too much. She's actually a model and a fashion designer, so if she were to just get pregnant, then, you know, she wouldn't be able to do as much of that with those things.
Dre, no disrespect. I don't want to hear from you. I want to hear from the women.
Oh, I see. I feel it.
How are you going to answer the question about being pregnant?
I love that. Like, yeah, I mean, I feel like it'll slow my girlfriend down.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, what's your name, mama?
My name is Angie. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
Good morning, Angie. We're talking about pregnancy. Do you feel like it would slow you down, or are you nervous about it?
No. Okay, so this is a funny topic because I just came home from Florida. I'm originally from Miami. My baby turned 5, and we went to Orlando with my family.
Okay.
And they were just pressuring me to have a kid. They want my son to have a sibling. I'm the oldest of 4. I'm the oldest of 14 grandchildren. I don't want no more damn kids.
Okay, why? Why are you scared it'll slow you down more? Or did your first one slow you down? Why?
Not at all. I just don't have patience. So I feel like I will get slowed down because I'm kind of driven, and I want to just get to where I want to get. So multiple kids. I don't know how even Envy has so many children. That's a lot.
Yeah, I have 6. But, you know, the thing about my 6 is they're all over the gamut. Like, I got a 21-year-old and a 19, or pretty much self-sufficient. They don't need me. Every once in a while, Dad, can you throw some money in my account? Or, Dad, I need this. And I do have a 10, a 9, a 6, and a 18-month-old, which requires a lot. And I will say it did slow my wife down. It did slow her career down because there's certain things that she cannot do. You know, she has to get up in the morning, take those kids. She has to pick them up. And my kids are in all type of activities. And she has to get around and get them. And, you know, I help as much as possible. And we do have some help. But, yeah, it definitely slowed her career down of what she wanted to do. Can't even sit there and lie.
Yeah, like with men, it's, I think, a little different. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just mom, mom, mom all the time. And I don't know, even with my one, I got to take them here, take them back. I can't do another one. Then they want me to have a girl. It's just not happening.
I feel you. Thank you, mama.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, my name is Casey. I'm from Orlando, born and raised.
Hey, okay. Now you talk about being pregnant and slowing you down. Let's talk about it.
Well, my sister, she's 23 years old. She lives alone. You know, she has 2 dogs, a cat, 2 tarantulas, and she's actually terrified of the 6-week abortion ban in Florida. And she got a tubal ligation, you know, cut to burn the tubes just to prevent herself from getting pregnant or being forced to carry a pregnancy in Florida.
So she was so scared to get pregnant, and with the pregnancy, with the abortion ban, she got a tubal ligation?
Yeah, at 23.
Jesus Damn. Christ. She definitely didn't want to get pregnant. Is she nervous of being pregnant because she feels like it'll slow her career down or something like that?
Yeah, she's 23. She lives alone. She has her own apartment, home place. She don't depend on nobody but herself.
She's 23.
And with the rent increases that are going on, if she were to get pregnant, she wouldn't be able to keep her animals, which she considers the kids as it is. But it would totally uproot and change her life. Mm.
23, a tube ligation?
Yes, 23, a tube ligation.
I thought you had to be able to have a certain amount of kids to even do that. I didn't think that you could, and then 23, you got to be a certain age to do that too. And then how does she know she's going to feel that way at 33?
Well, she got 2 dogs, 2 cats, a tarantula, a spider, and a hen.
Dr. Doolittle, so she's straight.
Yeah, she's straight. Now, let me ask you a question, Jess. When it comes to being pregnant, let's say, you know, I guess you would have to feel a way too, because let's say you're shooting a movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you become pregnant during the movie and the character is not pregnant. So I guess you have to hide that. I guess you'd kind of be nervous, you know, if you are a woman and those situations happen, or if you're on a sitcom, or if you're on a series, or if you're doing something where, you know, you have to play a character.
Right.
And then you become pregnant. You know, how does that work? Because, you know, what do you do for shooting now?
Nowadays, it's different. Nowadays, it's like it would be considered, they're so scared of like discrimination, like, oh, they put me off because I was pregnant. So what they would do is, if it's an ongoing show, they will write it in. They will write it in some type of way, and then it depends on the type of show it is. They would either have to put it on hold until after you had a baby, or rush and shoot it before you start showing. It just depends. It depends on a bunch of different variables nowadays. Back then it was like but now people embrace all types of, like, you know, maternity shoots, and I mean But I, yeah, paternity is different. Maternity, like roles and stuff like that. And I can still do stand up. I can still come in here. I can still, you know, it is it's not as limited as it used to be.
Right.
So.
All right. Well. All right. You got a final thought?
A final thought. Just don't get pregnant if you don't have no support. But get pregnant if you have support.
I mean, I think the whole thing is a support system. I mean, and having family around, it definitely helps.
Yeah.
Women who have to take on being pregnant by themselves, I know it's a lot on them because there is nobody to help. There is nobody to give them the break. Because sometimes as a parent, you just need a break.
Yeah.
You know, your kid's bothering the ish out of you, or the baby's crying, and you just need that little, give me my little 10, 15 minutes or my hour or my day just to breathe a little bit.
Because it could send you mentally insane just as a parent. Like, you it's for a first-time parent who has to do it by themselves, it is definitely hard.
Yeah.
So, I just do what's best for you. And, you know, if you have support and you're not scared, jump out there. But do what's best for you.
All right. Well, we got rumors coming up. What are we talking about?
Ray J took his kids to school for the first time.
In June?
Yeah, I said, what damn school they go to?
Jesus. Okay. All right. We'll get to it next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Jess Hilarious is here. Charlamagne's out for a couple of days. Mm-hmm. And don't forget, Charlamagne is out, so Donkey of the Day is coming up. So if you want to give somebody Donkey of the Day, we're going to open up the phone lines and allow you to do it. 800-585-1051. It doesn't matter who it is. It could be a coworker. It could be your spouse. It could be your mama. It could be your papa. It could be, it doesn't matter. It could be your child.
Yeah, it could be your kid. It could be your kid.
Let me just tell you, so your sister's doing a run to get breakfast.
Yes.
So I pulled out my money to give to your sister.
Uh-huh.
Your son ran up on me so fast, like, how much you got in there?
Are you serious? So I
said, Jesus.
And ain't even speak to nobody this morning because he's so tired, but he saw the money and he woke up.
He woke right up. He woke right up. What's up? Where we going?
I'm sorry.
Where we going? But whoever you want to give Donkey today to, 800-585-1051. Phone lines are open right for you. Now we got our rumors on the way. What are we talking about, Jess?
Oh, we talking about a lot of things. It's so juicy. I got to hit you with it when I come back.
All right. We'll get to it next. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Jess Hilarious is here.
Mm-hmm.
Charlamagne's out a couple of days. And let's get to the rumors.
It's just for the mess.
This is the rumor report.
So my news is real.
Allegedly on The Breakfast Club.
Ooh, honey, ghetto up in here. Jessica White says her relationship with Nick Cannon was emotionally abusive. In an exclusive interview with Page Six, Jessica White opened up again about her relationship with Nick Cannon, and we have audio for it. Play it.
I went through an emotionally abusive relationship, and everybody goes through it. I'm just the first person in Hollywood to talk about it, and I try to make a pretty picture of it. Telling my truth is also telling my ex's truth. And it isn't pretty. So I didn't want to throw him under the bus fully because I do believe in protecting black men. And that's just me being a black woman, which is partially the reason why you should just not protect and just protect yourself. And I've learned that now since that post. And sometimes you live and you learn. Don't be insanely loyal to someone who wouldn't be loyal to you. And he has never been loyal to me, and that's a fact.
Okay, well, I mean, we know this. I want to disagree with a couple of things. You are not the first person to tell your story about a relationship that you felt like you were done wrong in Hollywood. You're not. You're just the first of Nick Cannon's exes, I guess, to do so. Well, not even the first. Christina Milian was actually the first or whatever. But dang, he said he wasn't even with her. Anyway, back to Jessica. And it's not necessarily... if you tell your truth, you're telling your ex's truth, because we need to hear both sides. And then it's also a third side, because it could be looked at from, you know, an unbiased opinion.
Her
you
side,
know?
His side, and the truth.
And
usually.
The truth,
right.
You know. And then in a recent Instagram post, she wrote a message that people believe directed to Nick Cannon. It said, I wanted it to work. I prayed every day that you'd see me and love me the way that I loved you. Maybe you did, but just kept it from me during the relationship. I walked away with more questions than anything. I don't know till this day why current things had to happen. She later said that she regrets posting that message publicly because she should have saved it for the book and got paid for it. She recently announced that she's writing a book, and she said the chapter on Nick is going to be very, very short. And I guess that's because in the same interview, she claimed that she was tired of talking about Nick. We have that too.
Be honest, girl. If Nick came, was like,
I'm not ever going back. And that's the facts.
A lot of girls do go back, though. No, how do you avoid?
I've gone back. That's the thing. I've done this beyond, you know. So I lived that story, and now I'm living a story outside of him. I'm having so much fun without him, and I'm better without him. And I don't need all that energy and all that I'm done. I'm so tired of talking about Nick.
Okay.
I really want to move past this because I don't want the next guy to come in and think he's competing with that energy because he isn't. I'm over it. And I just want to, for the world to see me and ask me questions outside of him at this point.
Baby, the only person that's going to make the new man feel like he has to stand up next to and fill Nick Cannon's shoes are mm-hmm. you. You talk about this man. You've been talking about this man since you guys broke up, and he has never said a thing back to you. And it's like, you talking about, you tired of talking about Nick Cannon. That's like me saying, I'm so tired of coming to Breakfast Club. I'm really not. And I come up here every time. I can't even, when they say don't come, I'm here.
When
don't nobody ask about Nick Cannon, Jessica White, Nick, niggity, Nick, Nickelodeon. Like, it's always being talked about, you know. I'm not at all diminishing how she feels about mm-hmm. being emotionally abusive. But this is the thing. They were together for 5 years from 2015 to 2020, although she says they've been together for 8 years. And to me, in that same time, we've also seen Nick with so many women in that period of time. You made the choice to go back, and while, you know, it hurts you, he's never responded. I think you should just move on and not talk about it. You talking about you want to get paid. You got, you held, you mad because you shouldn't have said something on social media because you should have put it in the book. Leave it alone. If you're so tired of it, we can't tell. And she's going to be on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta this upcoming yep. season mm-hmm. this year. And I bet to talk about Nick some more. Girl, stop watching Wildin' Out and give a new man a chance. That's it.
All right.
That's what I think we should do.
Well, she did that interview with Tashara, Page Six, too. So
shout out to Page Six. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Tax Stone sentenced to 35 years in prison yesterday.
Jesus.
Yeah, for y'all who don't know, Tax Stone was found of manslaughter back in March for the role he played in the infamous shooting at the Irving Plaza involving Troy Ave and Troy Ave security. Mm-hmm. And here we have some audio for the story as well.
At the end, after the legal arguments were done, after it was determined that there would be consecutive sentences, after Judge Klot said that he wanted them to be consecutive to show the four victims additional time upstate, Daryl Campbell spoke, and he said it was all Troy Ave's fault, that Troy Ave attacks anyone that attacks his music, that he's a jokester, that he only took a gun into the club in Irving Plaza to protect himself, that he always has felt that he would be attacked, therefore he had to have a gun. There was reference made the federal case, which is pending before Judge Schofield. It's a felon in possession case. He did plead to that, and the prosecution said he only pled to that because of the potential larger exposure in federal court for not pleading out. We're going to follow that as well.
Sad wow. case. I mean, yeah. he lost his, he's spending the next 30 years in prison, 35 years in prison, mm-hmm. so his life is damn near lost. And then Banger, which was the security, he yeah. lost his life. So yeah. all because of, really, I really say stupidity, right?
Yeah.
Because one person didn't like another person's music, and he said how he felt, and Troy Ave took it another way. And just think about it. It could have been squashed.
Yeah.
It was just an opinion.
Yeah.
It was just some social media stuff, some stuff mm-hmm. that they talked about on the internet that could have been squashed. Hopefully it could have been squashed. Those brothers are both from Brooklyn, so yeah. it's not like they don't see each other, so it's a tragic ending in both situations.
Yeah, and it was very long and drawn out. It was a 7-year story, but I'm glad that it did finally at least come to a close. And that is just with the mess for the day.
All right, when we come back, Donkey of the Day, Charlamagne is out. So if you want to give Donkey today to anybody, 800-585-1051. Phone lines are wide open. Let's do it. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's your time to nominate a donkey of your own.
Remember now, that is how they choose.
Call in now, 800-585-1051.
Hello, who's this? Hey, it's Dave from Southside.
What's up, bro? Who you want to give donkey to?
I want to give donkey today to the rich people that got in that submarine, like with that PlayStation control.
Why you want to give them donkey today, man?
Because they got all the way to the bottom of the top 10. Sorry. Look at the top 10. That PlayStation remote control died, and boy was down there telling them, don't panic. Now they might lose their life. They paid $200,000 to lose their life.
Mm-hmm.
They could have gave that to the people in the hood. We could have helped them out with that.
Nah, but I don't think he knew that the submarine was ranky. I mean, like rickety janky like that.
Of course not.
You know?
But everybody seen the Titanic movie.
Yeah,
but this ain't the Titanic. The Titanic was in the 1800s, man, or whatever it was.
And it's all types of theories that movie wasn't even true. That's not even how that went down. It's all types of theories.
Everybody died, didn't they?
except the one lady at the end who Leonardo DiCaprio yeah. ain't want to jump up on the icicle with. Yeah, she let him die, so I think she's alive still.
Hello, who's this?
Dax,
who you want to get donkey to?
The Breakfast Club.
Why you want to give us a donkey today?
Well, because you guys are mentioning the things that's going on in the country right now that should be shining light on.
All right, what are we missing in the country right now?
Well, first of all, you guys, okay, just hilarious. You there? You're a woman, and DJ Envy, you got girl kids, correct?
Yes.
I haven't heard anybody mention anything about the women's rights, women's rights being taken, gender identity. My daughter can't go in the bathroom without a man walking behind her, and it's okay. Like, these are the things that we need to be talking about in our community. No one knows about.
You know, we've had conversations. We actually took topics about this, and we let people call in. I can tell you probably don't listen to The Breakfast Club every day, but we've discussed a lot of this, sir.
Nah, I listen to it every day. I haven't heard anything about it. But if that is so, can I ask you a question real quick?
No, because it's donkey today, but go ahead.
So I can ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
How do you feel about the situation about girls having to share a bathroom with boys?
Girls having to share bathrooms with what?
Boys.
With boys?
With boys.
With boys? I don't think girls should have to share bathrooms with anybody. I think there should be a women's bathroom, a men's bathroom.
Yeah.
And there should be a family bathroom. There should be a trans bathroom.
I think there
should just be a bunch of different bathrooms.
Absolutely. So everybody's happy.
But that's not what's happening in our country right now. But Mo, I'm glad that you guys say that, but you don't hear any entertainers, any celebrities or anybody saying anything about it. And
we've been hearing people say that for a while.
Like a long time.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, what up, my brother? How are you?
How are you? I'm good.
Good.
This is Aman, man, from Chicago.
Aman, what's up, bro?
I'm originally from Nigeria, so, you know, my diction might be a little off for you.
Now, we can hear you clearly, loud and clear, brother. Who you want to give donkey
to? My two donkeys for the day are Biden, son. Mm. And the second donkey is Corey Holcomb on behalf of Jesse Lettys.
Thank you so much. I love you already.
All right. For sure, I love you more.
Thank you, Amon.
Hold on.
Oh, damn.
Damn, yo.
I thought he was done.
No, yo, he wanted to tell us why he was giving.
I thought he was done. His diction was a little off. I wasn't sure. Hello, who's this?
Good morning. This is Tiffany.
Hey, Tiffany. Who you want to give donkey to, Tiff?
I want to give a donkey of the day to my job. I don't want to say what job, but, you know, we was off Juneteenth. That was great. But the next day, which was yesterday, the doctor's like, hey, how you do that?
Damn.
How you do that?
Well, they gave you the day off, so they were going to make up for it somehow, some way, huh?
They sure did. Worked their ass off yesterday. All the black people worked their ass off yesterday.
Where you work at?
I work at the post office.
Oh, you work at the post office.
She's so cute.
Well, you know how it is
the day after the holiday.
Yeah, because everybody comes to the post office today because they want their money, they want their checks.
I'm telling you, but I appreciate what you do,
listen,
girl.
Thank you. No problem.
You have a good one, Tiff.
You as well, thanks.
All right, donkey today, 800-585-1051. Charlamagne is out, so we allow you to give donkey of the day to whoever you want. Now, when we come back, if you're having relationship issues, relationship problems, if there's something going on in your relationship, your household, Jess Fix My Mess. That's right. Jess will help you out with all your problems. Mm-hmm. 800-585-1051. Jess Fix My Mess is up next. Phone lines are wide open. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
About me.
Relationship problems?
X about me.
You need to beat your coworker's ass.
X about me.
Your coworker need to beat your ass? Call it up.
It's Dr. Jess, and I'm here to fix your mess.
It's getting very much messy. Let me fix it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha Guy. We are The Breakfast Club. Jess Hilarious is here. Charlamagne is out for a couple of days, and it's time for Jess Fix My Mess.
Yes.
Hello, who's this?
It's Jeff.
What's your name?
Jeff.
Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
What's your question for Jess?
No, my question for Jess, man. What do you think I need to do if I go through my girl's phone, I see something in there that I've seen it twice, but I ain't really sure about it. I went to the third time. Really, I really don't know what to say. I really didn't even know I went through it the second time. I just look and I see it. I think I need to go about that.
Okay, so the fact that you're going through a phone, it says that it's already something that she's, like, you have an inkling that she's doing something, right? You don't trust her if you're going through a phone. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And but I'm going to be real. I'm going to be real first. Okay. I got to say this first.
What's that?
I did do something. Like, I got caught up 2 months ago. That's why I really ain't tricky. But I ain't really had nothing. I was entertaining.
So you cheated. So you insecure. So now you're going through your girl phone and you found some penis pics.
I love the honesty, though. I love the honesty. I think this is just a communication thing because I think you feeling guilty because she caught you up doing something. And just like Envy said, you know, is now the guilty conscience. You waking up right there like, damn, now what's she doing? Because she caught me. And she probably can, you know, can have some have anybody that she want. You probably can have anybody that you want, you know. I think this is just a communication thing. Y'all need to meet back and get back with each other. Before something goes wrong, like tremendously, because you said this the third time, and don't get comfortable. Don't get comfortable going in each other's phones, because y'all going to develop a toxic streak, and that's not what y'all need to do. So if you serious about not stepping out again or not really doing something or whatever, you need to sit down and have a conversation with her, because two wrongs don't make a right.
I appreciate
Donkey today,
man. Man, I love y'all, man.
I love you too. You ain't getting Donkey,
but he ain't say what he seen in the phone on the phone. What you see?
He seen her talking to the same nigga 3 times.
I seen the phone, man. I seen a dude in there that she saying that she ain't had talked to him. She said because his fame is too big. I said, I can't let him get hold to her.
it don't seem like she do like the big thingy. So I think she's safe. I don't think she want him because his thing is too big.
So you good? You smart?
Man,
you good?
She tried. I'm gonna just go ahead and say I'm done.
Okay. All right. Well, I wish you the best, baby. You safe because she don't like the big thingy. So it's all right.
Hello, who's this?
Hello?
What's your question for Jess, bro?
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out, like, my ex trying to figure out I'm insecure and I'm unsure and I'm unhappy with myself when she the one who made me that way. Like, I never, like, for a whole 2 years, I've been the one that take care of her, making sure she eat, making sure she got a place to lay her head, making sure she was good. Now, she cheated on me. And now she's trying to say that I'm insecure and I'm unsure with myself. Like how could that be?
You damn right. You cheated on me after I done took care of your ass and all of that. And yes, I'm a little insecure. And it's okay as a man to say that. You don't have to hide and feel like you're too, you know, masculine to say, look, yo, you put some insecurities up in my head when you cheated on me.
And right, I told her that.
Yeah, I thought I was already doing everything right. And then you still cheated. What more do you want from me? Seriously.
Exactly. And it's always this one guy that she run to every time we get into it. It can be something petty. You know what I'm saying? And she always run to this one guy who got a house and a car or whatever. Now, when we met, I didn't have all that. We were staying out of a hotel.
Okay.
So, but I still made sure she had everything. Yeah. It was times where I made sure she ate good food, restaurant food, and I go get me a cup noodle or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And end my dough.
Damn.
And you know what I'm saying? And it was just the fact that she will always run to this guy. Now she's telling me that she's sleeping in the car. I'm like, where's old boy at?
Yeah.
Where's all these other dudes that you were talking to and running to behind my back? Like, what is that?
Yeah. Well,
like, where's these guys at now?
I tell you what, I think as long as she is not in the car behind the dumpster or anything, I think she good. It's a lot of safe parking lots. She can go park in and be in the car. Because I think you did exactly all that you needed to do. And it's a great woman out there waiting for a king like you. And that's all it is.
Thank you.
All right, brother.
Move on.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem.
This is soft boy era, man. This is two gentlemen that called up here expressing themselves.
And I love it.
All right. Poor boys out there, man.
Yeah, man.
Stop cheating these guys dirty.
Yeah.
There were two good kings over there. One guy said he got her real food and he ate noodles and oodles so she could have Applebee's and Red Lobster.
Yep. And then the other guy, what? You done said he had a little thing and that probably put him a little bit over the edge more with the insecurities, Envy. Damn. He just had to ask, well, what did you see when you went in the phone? Hey, yo, why would you ask that?
Just curious. What did? All right. Well, 800-585-1051. Just fix my mess. You have relationship issues, problems. Call her now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
I'm very much messy. Let me fix this.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. It's time for Jess Fix My Mess. If you're having issues, problems in your relationship, Jess Hilarious is here. She'll help you out with all your problems. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Kenneth.
Kenneth, what's up, man? What's your question for Jess?
I need to figure out how to make this smoother because, all right, we broke up last year or whatever, you know, had our little problems, and after we broke up, we stayed together for a little while, so she could save her money to move. Anyway, tried to do that for her. She wasn't saving. She drinks a lot. And long story short, she got into it with my son. My son is 13 years old. She got in his face, police got called. I stopped the charges. Everything went away. My son is out of state. So he comes to this on the summertime. Now, he just got out here this summer. This whole year, I've been going up to my daughter's school, seeing her for 5 minutes, because she won't let me get her on the weekends at all. So my son keeps asking the assistant. So I we go up to the school. We see the sister. He goes to give her a hug. Shorty get irate, getting crazy. Call the senior for the school and everything, swing on me and all that.
Your baby like, mother?
Yeah. So I'm like, what the fuck? Okay. And mind you, it ain't like I'm a baby mother and I ain't doing nothing. $100 every week. I know it might not sound a lot, but it's a lot. You know, you're only 5 years old. Still buy my daughter clothes, sneakers, all that. I'm doing everything. What's the beef?
How old is she?
She's older than me. She's like 41.
Damn. Your baby mother 41 and you 25?
Yeah. No, I ain't saying 25 now. I'm 39.
I thought you said you was 25. I was going to say, oh, yeah. Grandma got to you. That's what happened. Okay. So I think, honestly, it's just now legal trouble. Because when now... Cause it's too much. It's too provocative now. It's like she's trying to provoke you to do something that you shouldn't. That it could get you in a lot of trouble at the school, wilding out at the school and all of that, and embarrassing the kids. Cause that's literally who is hurting at the end of the day. The kids. Yeah, the kids got to go to that school.
And my son just wanted to give his sister a hug. He comes with a stomach.
Yeah.
Mm. Right.
Are you with someone else?
No. I'm single, doing me.
Yeah, you're single, doing you. Is she over you, or do you know? Be honest. Is she over you?
What do you mean? She should be. I don't see why not.
When's the last time y'all dealt with each other?
Months.
All right, get off my phone. Months. Call me back when it's years. Yeah, get off my phone. That's what's that. You still D'ing her down. That's the problem. And she wilding out because you doing you. You giving her hope.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, my name's Ty Lexus.
Hello.
Ty Lexus, okay.
What's your mess, girl?
All right, well, first take us off Bluetooth, turn your radio down, and what's your question for Jess?
Okay. I don't know whether I should just completely leave this guy alone or if I lost out on a good man due to my own issues, you know?
Okay, what's up?
All righty, so we met. We've been going on 2 years, successful relationship. He's a really hardworking man. Mm-hmm. We both do have kids from our previous relationship. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we can conquer with that. Each person in our old relationship does not like us for their own personal reasons, of course. So that kind of started some issues.
Okay.
I am polyamorous, so I was always okay with having us a girlfriend or whatever. But what I'm not okay with is don't do it sneaky if I'm okay with it.
Oh, okay.
So that has led to more situations. Mm. And then... it got kind of deeper to some more situations that I really can't get into right now. Mm. But I basically came to him one day and I said, you know what? I need 60 days to myself because if I can't be good for myself, I can't be good for you. Mm. And I feel like at that point, he was like, well, you're breaking up. And I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm telling you that I have to have this time for myself. So therefore, I can be a better woman for me and for us.
Okay.
So now that we're over or whatever, he goes and I just see him giving all these people like this attention, these women, these men, like all this attention. And now that I am kind of like in a better space and now I'm asking for attention, it's like as if I'm begging for it. So I just blocked him on everything and I'm like, I'm going to go about my life. But then the more I think about it, I'm like, well, did I lose out? Kind of. Because, I mean, he was here with me when I was going through my issues. Mm-hmm. But it's like he was aware of my issues through the whole time, but never really helped me with these issues. Like, how can you tell me for months you've seen I was depressed, but never helped me through that? That's crazy.
Okay. I want you to understand sometimes people don't know how to help you, you know, in situations like if you're depressed and you... because a lot of times people don't even want to talk about why they're depressed. And a lot of times some people like to sulk in it instead of... because they don't know how to come up out of it. So you just want to, sometimes people just like to sulk in it. And sometimes you need that person to be a light to guide you through. But a lot of times some people just want to get over it themselves. So maybe he didn't really know how to assess you with that. Is that why you said you needed to break the 60 days? Because he didn't know how. So you wanted to go try to do it on your own? Like, I'm confused about why you needed the 60 day break anyway. Because it has to be a reason.
Because, you're right. Because we was going issues and I felt like the issues just kept getting deeper and deeper and deeper. So I was like, you know what, maybe I need to track myself because I am the person where I am here for you from day one. You don't have to put a 90-day nothing. The first day you meet me and the first day our energies align, you are my person. Your problems are my problems. I'm here for you whenever you need me. I'm on call. And I think that was another problem.
Well,
because
boom.
Some people don't know how to...
Well, let's look at it this. Let's look at it like this. If you are that person, why poly? Because now you're bringing in other people. So then you're not the only person. You're bringing it. How can you have one person, but you are attracted to many people at any given time? Or I don't know if I'm mixing up the definition, but you're okay with a third party that could easily make a man or any other companion feel, you know, that they're sharing. They're sharing that there's no, it's too much going on. And I'm repeating what you said. It just got deeper and it was so much going on.
polyamory is a lot. That's a lot. Anything more than two people is a lot. So, I always say, if people gonna practice this, y'all gotta make sure y'all have an understanding. Because you said when you first called that it was sneaky, like you didn't want him to be sneaking to do it. It shouldn't even be a thing. How can you have a person and you poly? You can't have a person. You got to have persons. Yeah. That's where everything comes in.
She blowing your back out. You checking all type of orgasms he can't make you have. It's going to make him feel away.
Yeah, that's the other version. Yes.
Wait, did he say she blowing your back out?
Oh, guys and a girl. Oh, yeah, okay.
It could be anyway. Oh, it's poly.
No. It's two girls and a guy.
That's what I said. I said, you know, she could be using her tongue, making you have all type of orgasms that he can't get you to, you know.
Oh.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think you got to figure out who you... I don't know if you lost out or not, because it's a lot of details I don't know, but I think you have to figure out what you want. You have to figure out what you want and why you want to be poly so bad when you are great just by yourself.
You're right. Well, I just like women. I like women. I like men. So I was like, all right, best of both worlds.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. But when it becomes a problem, then it's like, ooh, best of both worlds, kind of get ugly.
You're a little greedy.
Greedy self. Yeah,
greedy. It's your little greedy ass.
Check back in with me. I'm so sorry about that. Go ahead, girl.
Bye, Ty Lexus.
See you later.
All right. All right, well, let's get straight into the rumors.
It's just for the mess of my
news. Now,
this is the rumor report.
So my news is real.
Allegedly. On the Breakfast Club.
Ooh, honey, it's ghetto up in here. Real quick, Ray J takes his children to school for the first time. So his daughter Melody is 5, mm-hmm. and Epic Ray is 3. This was just interesting because yesterday was June 24th or 23rd?
June 20th.
Yeah, June 20th. And I thought school was out. What damn school they go to? I know his kids are Asian and, you know, usually in China they go to school all year round, but they don't live in China, right? I mean, I know they're Asian, but it's like...
Are his kids Asian?
They are. Their mother, Princess Love, is Blasian.
Oh, okay. All right.
So
all
right. They like 3/4, something like that. But mm-hmm. they definitely big Asian. And I didn't know, like, that they were still in school.
School should be over. I think yesterday my kids' last day of school. School is over. It's summertime.
Yeah, okay. Unless they going all year round. I mean, right. I'm not sure. But, Ray, you did not take your kids to school. Princess took the kids to school with you. You just rode in the car because we got audio for it. I mean, we really want to hear it. Go ahead.
Yeah, man, I just took my kids to school for the first time. Man, break it. It was emotional. I'm gonna lie. I choked up.
Oh, that's how I feel.
Playing around. I'm not an emotional type of person either. Like, ugh. I wonder, do all parents feel like that when they took their kids to school for the first time? Do you think it happens like that for the second time too?
No, I think it's more like the first thing.
Post some pictures.
No, it's so funny how he always have his sexy night radio voice on. Like, yo, Ray J is so funny.
Now, let me ask you, was it his kid's first day of school? Meaning, because, you know, there's an age limit of when you could bring your kid to school. So if it was his kid's first birthday, maybe they just allowed him in school and that was the first time they were taking him to school?
Yeah, I think it was Ray's first time taking them to school. Okay. I think Lil Melody was already in school. I think she's 5, she should be in like a pre-K or kindergarten or something like that. But I'm saying they should be out by now. But either way, it was Ray's first time riding along, basically. He helped Uber the babies to school.
Stupid.
All right. Sexy Red gets candid about 2-time chlamydia I'm not reporting on that. Sexy Red, like, she apparently came out and said that she trusted a guy twice about giving a chlamydia and all of that. Yo, real quick, is we already trying to deal with the booty hole brown? Is I think some of these girls go on these podcasts and they should just leave some of their business off of these podcasts. It's like, yo, all right, don't nobody really want to know that. I don't like she's a baby girl. You're a woman. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Okay.
Leave some of your business to yourself. We don't need to know how many times you had chlamydia or none of that.
But it is curable, right? It's treated by a medical professional and resolves within days to weeks.
Did you just do research?
I did, because I didn't know. Because I know some you got to keep for the rest of your life. Some is you get treated. Like, what's the one that you have forever?
Herpes.
Herpes. Yeah.
That's the one.
That's,
yep.
Yeah.
But it's interesting because you have a song, my coochie pink, my booty hole brown.
Correct.
And then you go on a podcast and you talk about how you caught chlamydia twice, baby girl.
And watch, it still ain't gonna be niggas scared. They still gonna be like, yeah, I mean, we can cure it. Come on over here. Anyway, Cardi B paid $10,000 of her own money for the Bodak video. I mean, the Bodak Yellow video. So yesterday, Cardi tweeted that she spent $10,000 to fund Bodak Yellow video. I don't know what's going on. Bodak Yellow. Okay, tongue twisting. It was previously reported that Cardi was passionate about it, but her label, they didn't believe in the video enough to put $10,000 behind it. So correct. She said, look, I'm going to invest this in myself. And she, that was $10,000 of her own money. And Bodak Yellow is still her number one hit. Still a number one hit to this day.
And I think they shot that in Dubai.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She spent her own money. So that this is a great example of just investing in yourself if you believe enough in yourself. Because she did that. But one thing we always know about Cardi from even seeing her, the first time that I seen her on Love & Hip Hop, she's always said, I'm going to make it in music.
Absolutely.
I'm going to make it. I'm going to be big. I'm going to be a star. She did. And no matter how many people kicked that down, she was up there. So I want to give a big shout out to Cardi B.
Shout out to Barty.
Yes. Offset and Quavo reunited for Takeoff's birthday. Family and fans of Takeoff celebrated what would have been Takeoff's 29th birthday. He was so young. And in an Instagram post, we see that Quavo and Offset, we don't know what they were talking about, whatever. It just seems that they were having a conversation. They could have been talking. We don't know if this is the beginning of, you know, a reunite, you know, brotherhood, which is great. But we do know that they're at least cordial, and I love that. So we love to see that.
That's right. And you know, the fact they allegedly got into an argument or a fight in one of the award shows. So the fact that they're there now and hopefully they're talking and hopefully, you know, who cares about the music? I just hope that those brothers could just heal and make sure that they're good. Make sure that they love that, you know, takes family and all that. So, all right. Well, that's just with the mess. And when we come back, 800-585-1051, we got your mix. And we got a lot more to talk about. We got to talk about Pharrell's fashion show over in Paris and also Johnny Blaze.
Yes, Johnny Blaze and Megan James.
All right. We'll talk about that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Hey, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Jess Hilarious is here. Just want to salute to Pharrell. Pharrell had his fashion show. You know, he's the head creator over at Louis Vuitton. So he had his first fashion show. The Clips actually walked in the show. Jay-Z performed. So many celebrities were there. I seen Busta Rhymes. I seen Swiss Beats. I seen Beyonce. I seen Rihanna. A$AP Rocky. A$AP Ferg. I seen Timbaland. It was so many people in the audience. Yeah. So salute to Pharrell. And Jay-Z actually performed.
I love that. And did you also see that he had a lot of gospel being played by a live band too?
Yes.
He killed that.
I think that's his new song. I don't know. It sounded.
It's a couple of them.
Yeah, it felt good.
It really felt good. It's like gospel. It's like he had a choir, all black choir, like killed it.
Yep, and I see they I don't know if it was Pusha T's song or if it was a Clip song. I see they premiered a new song as they were walking, and it seemed like he took shots. People were saying that he took shots at Jim Jones. So we'll see when that song gets released. I'm sure probably this Friday.
He took shots at Jim Jones?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's what it seems like. That's what people are saying.
Okay.
And then also, you were talking about Johnny Blaze. What happened with Johnny Blaze?
Oh, my God. So for those who don't know who Johnny Blaze is, Johnny Blaze is the former Love & Hip Hop reality show star, and Megan James is the former BCG Bad Girls Club reality show star. Mm-hmm. So Megan James has a podcast, right? And she brought Johnny Blaze on the show. And we have audio for this, right, Red?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we can play that.
Your ex-boyfriend said that you was a crackhead, basically, right?
Yeah, probably his daddy is, but that's about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I brought a drug test for you today. Wait, how long have you been clean?
3.5 years.
And so you only smoke weed?
Pretty much.
Okay, guys, so Johnny is going to prove to us today that she is no longer a crackhead.
Good, because I'm
okay, and she
come with me.
I don't want to come with you.
I'm just saying.
You want to go pee with her? Okay, so our makeup artist on set. What's your name? Bree, the makeup artist, is gonna go with Johnny to take this drug test because she says she is not a crackhead anymore.
You know, because crackheads really do be doing too much.
Jesus.
Okay. Yeah. So Megan released that clip to promote the episode, which obviously is clickbaitable. Mm-hmm. But instead of piquing people's curiosity, she got a bunch of backlash. The fans asked Johnny why she didn't swing on Megan, and she later explained why. And this is what she said.
I gotta understand what happens when Johnny goes off, or any of what y'all wanted me to do. People sue. I'm not tripping. I didn't mind taking the test. I told her I didn't mind. She doing her job. I really can't be mad at people for doing their job.
All right. Well, I like that. But for those who don't know Johnny Blaze's past, she has a past. Like, she goes off. When she go off, she do go off. So she is right. When Johnny Blaze go off, it's crazy.
But Megan got upset and sent Johnny a text explaining that she didn't defend her properly, alleging that the drug test was Johnny's idea. And when Megan agreed to it, Johnny let her take the fall. Johnny claimed that she was trying to come to Megan's defense, but was having issues with her Instagram page. Just, you know, coincidentally, that was perfect timing. But once Megan came at her being about, you know, about being fake and regretting doing her a favor, she obviously didn't feel the need to come to her defense. So they did a lot of back and forth yesterday. To me, all right, Johnny, I'm mad at you because you sat there and you let her call you a crack. I mean, you know, you just let her say that word. Like, right. It's like, that's we use that, we laugh at that, but nobody wants to be called a crackhead.
Right.
Right? You know what I'm saying? Nobody wants to be called a crackhead. And she didn't say it one time, not twice. If you watch the whole interview, she said it a bunch of times. And then Megan's tone is really what gets me. That's why I be like, why do y'all keep sitting down with her? Like, it's no way. She just would have been dragged. I'm sorry.
But was this pre-planned? Like, was it pre-planned? I'm going to call you a crackhead. You're going to take the test.
I don't think that part was planned.
You're not there. You know
that
what I mean?
Part was not planned. Mm. I know it was planned that for them to take the drug test. Mm-hmm. Johnny wanted to take the drug test to prove that, I guess, she's no longer on crack or whatever. But it's just how you say it. And then, Megan, just advice. Yo, you got a show. You need to learn how to talk to your people. You need to learn how to talk to your guests, because you make somebody not even want to come up there, or you're going to make somebody want to come up there and smack you. Mm. That's just what the world is today. And it's easy to get in the room and smack somebody. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a podcast show. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's your own camera. It's your own production. That's what you're going to make somebody do. Then you're already a former Bad Girls Club person. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So the energy that you have, the energy that you invite in your room, I would just kind of like, optimistic a little bit. I don't know. How can we say that? Be a little bit more positive. Be optimistic about guests a little bit, because it's your tone and all of that. Johnny, I think if you had a problem with her calling you that many crackheads, you should have said it right there. Like, all right, keep it cute, because I'm not a crackhead. And even if I was, this not what you're going to address me as here. Okay?
Right.
So keep it cute. I'm mad at both of them. Like, you let her do that, and then mm-hmm. Megan, you did that. So... That's my opinion.
All right. Well, to be continued. Yeah. All right. When we come back, we got the positive note. Can you give us some positivity when we come back? You feel a little positive after
let me take a few minutes to get positive, because that just made me mad. So give me a second.
All right. We'll do that when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. What up, y'all? It's DJ Envy. Now, I've been telling you about Verizon My Plan. Now, check this out. My Plan gives you control over your phone plan. And to celebrate, we're giving you guys control over which songs get played on Freaky Friday. It's between Kelly Rowland, Motivation, Usher, You Got It Bad, and Beyonce, Drunk in Love. So all you got to do is go to our socials right now to vote for the song that you want to hear. And then tune in Friday to hear if your song was chosen. My Plan is all about having control. Get exactly what you want, only pay for what you need, or on the network you want. That's Verizon. And when we come back, we got the positive notice. The Breakfast Club, good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Jess Hilarious is here. You guys have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. We got a special guest stopping through. Should be very interesting.
Yes.
We'll tell you who that is later. But it's time for a positive note. You got some positivity for the people?
Yes, I think I do. Okay. I'm refreshed. Okay. The positive note for the day is, take a swing with the ball, and if you miss a pin, try again.
The f*** are you talking about?
I went bowling last night, and it was a lot.
You know what? Goodbye. Yeah. We see y'all tomorrow, I'm man. Sorry. Goodbye. Okay. Breakfast Club, bitches.
Y'all finished or y'all done?
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky, so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Lucky
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.